Joining us now is Adam Schuster from the Illinois Policy Institute, illinoispolicy.org. Adam, thank you for joining us today. You're not here to comment about the governor being pardoned, so I'll shift away from that subject, but very key to the state of Illinois is this budget conversation that is taking place right now, and ultimately it will go to the governor's desk, and J.B. Pritzker could be the governor to sign these types of things in not too long from now. What is this General Assembly putting together right now for the taxpayers of Illinois?
Sure. So thanks for having me on. First of all, I'm very hesitant to call this a budget. I've been on your show before talking about revenue estimates.
Mm-hmm.
And they never passed a revenue estimate this year. The first step of making a budget is agreeing on how much money you have to spend. And without that, you don't really have a budget. You just have a spending plan. On top of that, this budget will be unbalanced. It absolutely will be unbalanced. So when you hear people telling you that this is a balanced budget, do not believe it.
Are they claiming that?
Many people are claiming that, including both Republicans and Democrats who voted for this. And essentially what they're doing is a bunch of budgetary gimmicks, smoke and mirrors, to make the budget look balanced on paper. But at the end of the year, when the comptroller comes out with their annual financial report, you will see that this is an unbalanced budget. On top of being unbalanced, it does nothing to address the bill backlog or our pension debts. And so it should do nothing to give taxpayers certainty that Springfield is getting serious about tackling our fiscal problem.
Talk to me a little bit about that bill backlog, because we talk a lot about pensions. We know it's a massive, it's like $250 billion or more issue that we just continue to not address. But what about the bill backlog? How was that created, and what kind of expectation do we have that we have to pay back?
Sure. So we've had billions of dollars in unpaid bills going back to at least 2010, probably before that. And it went up a lot during the recent budget impasse. And essentially what we're talking about is whether it's vendors, social service providers, healthcare providers for state employees, when the state incurs a cost but doesn't pay its bill on time. And those bills have a very high interest rate because of something called the Prompt Payment Act in the state. And it's one of the key things, along with the pension liability, that the bond rating agencies cite when they give us the lowest credit rating in the nation. So any spending plan or budget that doesn't seriously tackle that issue is a phony budget, and it's not what taxpayers deserve.
So if someone like me is sitting at home and I'm going through and I'm gonna sit down and I'm gonna create a budget for my family. Like you said, the first thing you need to do is figure out how much revenue is coming in so that you can know what you afford. So how is the state of Illinois right now on revenue? Are we short on revenue? I know we just passed a tax increase. We've got a lot of bills to pay. Is our problem in being able to pay these bills that we just don't have enough revenue?
Absolutely not. This is the most revenue that the state has ever had, the highest amount of incoming taxes that the state has ever had. They passed a 2011 tax hike that was supposed to be temporary. They were going to use it to pay down pension debt. They were going to use it to pay down the bill backlog. Neither of those things happened. Then they came back again and said, after the tax hike expired, and said, nope, we still don't have enough money. They passed the record-setting $5 billion tax hike last year, and now they're still claiming that they don't have enough money to get serious about paying down the bill backlog and fulfilling their spending wish list. And so you were correct to point out that the way people make their budgets around the kitchen table at home is completely divorced from how Springfield's doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And so essentially what they've done here is they've created a wish list of all the things they'd like to buy. Now, if you're sitting at home, that might be a new Ferrari. It might be going out to dinner every night at your favorite restaurant. And then after they figured out how much they wanted to spend, they said, well, whatever we can't cover with our revenues, we'll just put it on a high-interest credit card. Now, your average Illinois taxpayer or your average Illinois resident would face serious consequences if they tried to live that way for a very extended period of time. But the state of Illinois has been doing it for decades.
So In this amount of time that we've been creating this mountain of backlog bills, avoiding the pension crisis, avoiding even talking about the conversation, so basically Springfield seems to be the child that doesn't like thunderstorms, so you go sit in the corner and cover your ears and close your eyes real tight and pretend like the storm's not there. It's still there. You're not paying attention to it, but the thunder is still loud and the lightning is still bright. In all of this time, where we have now come to the place where we have the most revenue coming in that we've ever had, has there been any reduction in spending?
No, this is also the largest state budget in terms of spending that we've ever had. So they keep spending more year after year. When you look back over the last 10-year period, state spending grew 25% faster than residents' personal income. So anybody who tells you we have a revenue problem in Illinois either doesn't know the math or they're lying about the math.
So the General Assembly was weighing in on this progressive income tax. We've heard a lot about it in the primary campaigns because for J.B. Pritzker, that's something he boasts. He pays money to tell people he wants to put a progressive income tax into place. Okay. What was the reaction to that progressive income tax proposal from our elected officials in Springfield?
So it passed on a mostly party line vote. Most Democrats voted for it. Republicans voted against it. A few Democrats voted against it, but it did get enough votes to pass the House. And what taxpayers need to know about this progressive income tax plan is that the rhetoric coming from proponents of it is dishonest. They keep saying that this is a plan to tax the rich, pay for all of their spending promises, and provide middle-class tax cuts. And that just absolutely does not, the math doesn't add up. And when you look at nearby states who have progressive tax plans, the median family in Illinois would be paying more in their taxes under every one of those states' plans. So what they're really talking about is taking away a constitutional protection, which is the flat tax, and giving the legislature a blank check to play with tax rates on different brackets of income. And this is nothing but a Trojan horse for middle-class income taxes. And given their history with what are supposed to be temporary income taxes or their promises on income taxes, you'd have to be crazy to trust them to somehow give middle-class tax relief mm-hmm. through this plan.
Well, you know, I don't make a lot of money, and I probably, this is from J.B. Pritzker, you know, he wants the people to pay their fair share. Who's included in this middle-class income that you're talking about? Who is this really going to affect the most?
Sure. So there was a bill filed by Representative Robert Martwick in Springfield this session, and we analyzed those rates, and it would have raised taxes on anybody making over about $1,700 a year.
$17,000,
yes, sorry.
Good grief.
Yeah, if you make more than $17,000 a year in Illinois, according to Representative Robert Martwick, you are rich.
I think that we could round up those people and tell them that and see the shock on their face. You know, it's so backwards the way the state, and specifically the Springfield legislature, looks at the taxpayers as if they are a money tree, because they feel like you can always throw more money at the problem. So they don't mention whose money it is initially, but there's always money that can solve that problem that they're being faced with. And the truth of the matter is that they get the money on the promise that they're going to, you know, use it to, as you said, that temporary tax hike was passed to pay down debt. They didn't do it. And right. Then they pass budgets that are enormous and they don't address the actual problems.
Right. So you'd have to be crazy to trust Springfield with your money, or certainly any more of it than they already have. One of my great heroes is the economist Milton Friedman, and he said that nobody spends someone else's money as wisely as they spend their own.
Mm-hmm.
And that's certainly what we see in Springfield. They are not careful with our money, and they seem to think that they can create the wish list that they want and keep coming back to taxpayers to ask for more. And it's time that we stood up and told them no more tax hikes.
Absolutely. Adam Schuster with the Illinois Policy Institute. Wonderful insight there, always at illinoispolicy.org, and you can follow them on Twitter and Facebook as well and stay up to date. I love your guys' insight and the way you bring the kind of nasty things out into the open, that if you're not paying a whole lot of attention, you're going to miss a lot of the stuff, and it's what affects your pocketbook the most if you're a taxpayer in the state of Illinois.
And lawmakers don't want us to pay attention, so that's why we need to.
That absolutely. Adam Schuster, thank you so much.
Thank you.